Peter de Kuipere is the organizer of the Belgian dance festival I Love Techno. Today he shares his renewing view on event marketing. Hi Peter, welcome in our studio.
Hi.
You did wrote a book, We Love Events.
Yes.
We start with a small story in the book, and I just found it very funny. And it's a guy saying, I want to go to Boom.
Yes.
What's that story about?
Well, I was in Paris for a League of Legends event. So the game League of Legends are doing events. I was there and there was a guy from Brazil coming to me. And we were talking. I say, I'm from Belgium. You're from Belgium? Yes, he knows Belgium. I want to go to Boom. You want to go to Boom? And yes, I want to go to Boom, where Tomorrowland is. Ah, Boom. Yes, Boom, Boom. Hey, okay, yeah. Boom, Boom. It's already the music. Yeah. But so it was amazing. The guy, the association with Belgium and Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland is a bigger land than, is more known than Belgium. That's the power of event marketing. And right now we have like the social media and Facebook and Instagram and so on and YouTube that makes that people all over the world can participate in the conversation event.
But even then, how does it come that a small festival, a small Belgian festival, becomes world famous?
Well, I think that if you know Manu and Michiel Beers, the two promoters or organizers of the festival, they just had like a vision that we, the old school promoters, I Love Techno, we didn't see that one coming. Mm-hmm. And they already knew that experience and storytelling were very important elements in organizing events in the 21st century.
Yeah.
So they knew that it was not only about the music, that it was about values, transferring values and connecting people into communities.
Yeah, but because booking an act, everybody can do that.
Everybody can do it. You cannot make a difference in making a lineup. Lineup,
if you have the money, of course.
If you have the money,
it's rather expensive.
Yes, yes. But now with the DJ culture, the only thing they need is a USB stick. So it's if you want to book Rammstein, that's difficult because you have to have the venue, you have to have the production capacity, and so on. That's difficult. With DJs, the only thing they need is a USB stick or a Wi-Fi connection to get the tracks. So it's a lot easier now to book David Guetta if you have the money and the right, and of course, the right event. It means that making the difference with the Steve Aokis, with the Richie Hawtons, it's very difficult to you see a lot of lineups with big names or events, and they don't work.
The difference is then the storytelling. And that's why also, and you call it the online conversation or
the conversation management. It's a conversation event.
It's
a conversation. You have the real time event, and that's an event that takes place in a particular place, particular time, and so on. It starts and it finishes, but the conversation event that goes on and goes on the internet, on the World Wide Web, it never stops. It means that you have to keep on transferring those values, that storytelling, into the World Wide Web. Yeah. So it never stops.
And what about the classic marketing means? The posters, the flyers? We all started with that, when we did marketing.
Yes, and they are still important, but now for Tomorrowland Brazil, I'm sure that they didn't put any posters in Brazil or maybe they did, but still, it's not the main thing. But if you start an event like here with Tomorrowland, just in 2011, you still could find the flyers and the posters in all over Belgium. So to start an event, you still need the classic media.
And take, for example, a poster.
Yes.
What makes a poster a good poster these days?
A good poster... What I do with a poster, there are two things. I do car tests. It means you have to think about the poster sitting in a car and seeing a poster. So if this is the poster, you're in your car, you just have like how much? A couple of seconds to get attention, interest, desire. The classic one.
Yeah.
The action, you will not buy a ticket because... But then it has to transfer the message, the value of your event in the shortest possible time. That's a good poster. It means that you have to put not 13th May, but Wednesday or Friday, Saturday, 13th May. So is the entertainment really transferring? Is it really going in the fastest possible way? That's a good poster. And you have a second test, and that's the toilet test.
What's the toilet test about?
It means that you are in a toilet. Yeah. We men, women, I don't know. But we if you're in a toilet, and you look at the post, you don't look next to you. And that's normally you don't do it. If you're there, you should not do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then you have the poster just in front of you. Then you have like 30 seconds, 1 minute. Then you have to get attention, interest, desire, and action. It has to be a conversation starter. There has to be something on that poster that takes you to the World Wide Web. Oh yes, I get a discount. Oh yes, there is a QR code. QR code. Oh yes, okay, I will take my mobile. Check. That is a good poster. So you do the car test and the toilet test, and then you have a good poster.
Now, we were talking about booking acts and so on. I read that in 1995, you booked Daft Punk.
Yes.
For a very small amount.
Yes, yes. We paid for a Daft Punk 500 French francs. So that's about 3,000 Belgian francs, that's 75 euros.
Yeah.
And even that amount of money was too much for Daft Punk at that time.
Mm-hmm.
75 euros. If Daft Punk was alone on the lineup, maybe there would have been like 10 people. Nobody knew Daft Punk. But of course, I saw Daft Punk in Paris a couple of months before the first Isle of Techno. And they were so amazing. I didn't know them. I was there, I think, with Laurent Garnier and some friends. And I saw that act coming up and said, they will be huge. I never thought they would have, you know, they would become so huge. Eh?
Yeah.
They will become huge. They will attract at least 500 people one day. One day, there will be 500 people interested in Daft Punk, so I will book them.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I went to them and said, I want you to come to Belgium.
International.
not to Boom, because Boom is not known. I want you to come to Belgium, to Brussels. And they were just like happy. International career was taking off. So I think it was one of the first gigs they did abroad, if not the first gig they did, not Brussels and Ghent for the first. I booked them for Fuse and then for Isle of Techno. Yeah.
But how important is it for an event organizer to also look for that kind of new acts?
I think that's very important. If you don't feel that something can become huge, that something has so much value, and it's easier nowadays. You have Spotify, you have YouTube, you have SoundCloud, so you can check for yourself. Or otherwise, you take somebody next to you who is really very into it, cutting edge. But that's the nice thing, looking for new talents and bringing them to a festival or bringing them to your stage.
It are festivals and events that make those bands big.
Yes, the festivals make the artists, and the artists make the festivals. It's a synergetic way. It's like David Guetta is getting big because thanks to Tomorrowland, and Tomorrowland is getting bigger thanks to David Guetta, who tells everywhere he comes, on every other festival, he says, I was at Boom, or guy from Brazil. I was at Boom, and it's really amazing what those guys are doing. And a guy like Steve Aoki, he says, oh, I also want to go to Boom. So if those guys call me, I want to do that festival. So the festival is getting bigger, and the name's getting bigger through the festival. So it's a synergetic way of getting bigger.
We were now talking about big events, festivals.
Yes.
But do the same principles apply for small events?
Definitely. If Tomorrowland was a small event. Isle of Techno was a small event. We started with Daft Punk with 600 people in Ghent in the Vooruit. And it's because we had some a very clear view of values, a set of values, and a good storytelling that makes those events getting bigger and bigger. Even if you do small event in your village, just start with thinking some values that you want to give through your festival, and then you will give it to the people coming, and it will make a community. Yeah. And a community, that's an event.
And can you give an example of such a value?
Well, if you take the local scoutings boys, so yeah. if they do an event, they also can choose some values. The value can be local. The value can be social. Do something for Nepal, where we now have an earthquake or whatever. Do something social. Do something local. Do something with your history of an event. History is storytelling. So if you have like local scouts doing events for 20 years, do something with it. And then you can transfer those values through the social media, and you get a conversation event with a lot of value, and you have a real-time event with a lot of value. Storytelling works. It's the internet is begging for stories. The social media are begging for good stories.
Okay, Peter. Thank you very much for coming over.
My pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.